Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
On the top of the mountain of jazz cool would be this cat, West Coast bass trumpeter Mr. Conti Candoli, with the tune Night Flight off a 2005 release of a very nice album called Coast to Coast. Conti has a storied jazz life. He played in the big bands of Woody Herman, Stan Kenton, Benny Goodman, Dizzy Gillespie, and most notably, since 1967, he was in Doc Severinsen's NBC Orchestra on The Tonight Show featuring the late, great Johnny Carson. He was also tapped to play on Frank Sinatra's TV specials. His Dizzy-inspired playing brought him many performing and recording opportunities with major jazz names and the top names in show business. After all those sweet years, Conti was inducted into the International Jazz Hall of Fame back in 1997, and rightfully so. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to a new episode of Neon Jazz. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz, plain and simple, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to share our love of jazz with you out there in Radioland. Featuring musicians like J.J. Johnson, Kenny Drew, Milt Baggs Jackson, and many more. Speaking of Kansas City and legendary musicians, this next tune comes from a friend of the show and the trumpeter in Conan's Basic Cable Band, Mr. Mark Pender, on an album he did with the late, great Jay McShann back in 2008. Here's the tune Roll It Jay off a must-have disc called I Went Back to KC.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one of the hottest dance combos in Southern California that goes by the name the John Buzon Trio with the cool tune Blues in My Heart. The group's leader is talented organist John Buzon, who comes up with some of the most astounding orchestral effects yet ever produced on the Hammond B3. Saxophonist Lauren Holding, with his Cuban background, is responsible for the Latin American treatment of the standards, while drummer Jack Russell maintains the driving beat on the cha-chas and mambos. A cool trio for sure, and something you should look for. Speaking of a bit of the blues in the heart, here's the great Tom Waits with the 2011 song Talking at the Same Time off his Bad as Me album. Talking at the same time.
on Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Oh, that's dumbass.
Let me do the whole thing, and then you repeat after me. Neon Jazz yeah. with Joe Dimino.
I'm just Demi.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and a new life for me. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, well, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. And I'm feeling good. Feeling good, and I'm feeling good, and I feel so good. I feel so
was the very talented singer Malia with the 2012 song Feeling Good off her album Black Orchid. The singer is from Malawi in southern Africa. She moved to London when she was a teenager, and since then, she has made a little jazz career for herself. Her latest album is her fourth full album release, the first of which was 2002's Yellow Daffodils. She is a dandy. Here's another fine young female jazz vocalist on Neon Jazz. This is Swedish singer Lisa Ekdahl with the 1994 song Benen Ikors.
Oh, jag vill inte förklara mig, vill inte stå upp för mina ideal. Inte heller försvara mig, vill varken vara svår eller hard. Så vad vill jag då? Det är enkelt att förstå. Jag vill bara sitta här med benen i kors. Och varför vill jag det? Det är inte svårt att se, för att du sitter bredvid jag förstås. Jag vill inte beveka dig att göra någonting du inte vill, men inte heller förneka mig och påstå att jag inte duger till. Så vad vill jag då? Det är enkelt att förstå. Jag vill bara sitta här med benen i kors. Och varför vill jag det? Det är inte svårt att se, för att du sitter bredvid jag förstås. Jag vill inte stressa dig och jag vill inte pressa dig, men jag vill säga högt och klart vad jag finner vet, men jag vill inte förklara mig eller inte stå upp för mina ideal. Inte heller försvara mig, vill varken vara svår eller hal. Så vad vill jag då? Det är enkelt att förstå. Jag vill bara sitta här med benen i kors. Och varför vill jag det? Det är inte svårt att se, för att du sitter bredvid, jag förstås. Dig, men jag vill säga högt och klart vad jag finner underbart. Och du är det skönaste jag vet, men jag vill inte beveka dig att göra någonting du inte vill. Men inte heller förneka mig och påstå att jag inte du. Jag vill bara sitta här med benen i kors. Och varför vill jag det? Det är inte svårt att se, för att du sitter bredvid, jag förstås.
That was a talented pianist, Kenny Drew, with the 1977 song All Your Words off his album Light Flight. The New York City native first recorded with Howard McGhee. That was a talented pianist, Kenny Drew, with the 1977 song All Your Words off his album Light Flight. The New York City native first recorded with Howard McGhee in 1949. And over the next 2 years, he recorded with Buddy DeFranco, Coleman Hawkins, Milt Baggs Jackson, Charlie Parker, Buddy Rich, and the great Dinah Washington. He led many recording sessions through the 50s, and in 1957, he appeared on John Coltrane's titan of an album, Blue Train. Drew had a long, memorable career and passed on the torch to his son, Kenny Drew Jr., who is also a jazz pianist. It was in the genes. As we move on in this episode of Neon Jazz, our next track is a 1959 song called Stratus Funk from a concert featuring the Lenox School of Jazz.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that was the original Mr. T, Stanley Turrentine, with the cool 1962 song, You Said It, off his Jubilee Shout album. Also called the Sugar Man, he came from a musical family. His father was a saxophonist, while his mother played stride piano, and his older brother was a professional trumpet player. He began his prolific career with blues and rhythm and blues bands, and was at first greatly influenced by the great Illinois Jacquet. Mr. T received his only formal music training during his military stint in the mid-50s. In 1959, he jumped from the frying pan into the fire when he left the military and went straight into the band of the great drummer Max Roach. From there, his future was bright. Let's keep the jazz flowing around here. This is jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery teaming up with one of the favorites around here, vibraphonist Milt Baggs Jackson, on the tune Blue Raz off the 1987 reissue album called Baggs Meets Wes. Thank you.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
To chat about the dresses that we'll wear tonight. We chew the fat about our dresses and the neighbors fight. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things that women find so apropos. But that's a dame, we're all the same. It's just a game, we call it girl talk. A girl talk. We all meow about the ups and downs of all our friends. The who, the how, the why, we dish the dirt never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, we mortal girls behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade them for a ton of gold. So baby, stay and give away, but hear me say that after girl talk, talk to me. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things we find so apropos. But that's a game, we're all the same. It's just a game, we call it girl talk. Girl talk. We all meow about the ups and downs of all our friends. The who, the how, the why, we dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, speaking sex, we mortal girls behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade them for a ton of gold. So baby, stay and gamble away and hear me sing that after girl talk. Talk to me. Baby, talk to me. Talk to me. After girl talk, baby. Talk to me. Talk to me, pretty baby. Ooh, talk to me, daddy. After girl talk, oh baby, talk to me. After girl.
That was the great jazz vocalist Dakota Stanton, backed up by the Manny Album Big Band on the song Girl Talk. She found international acclaim with the 1957 number 4 hit, The Late Late Show. The Pittsburgh native spent several years in the nightclub circuit in cities such as Detroit, Indianapolis, Cleveland, and St. Louis. While in New York, she was noticed singing at a Harlem nightclub called The Baby Grand by Dave Cavanaugh, a producer for Capitol Records. She was signed and released several more singles. Her success led her to win the Downbeat magazine's Most Promising Newcomer Award back in 1955. Another great voice there in the 50s. Here's yet another tandem teaming up for a tasty song. Here's trombonists J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding with the 1961 song, This Could Be the Start of Something Great. Thank you. Man, this is pure jazz right there. Again, that was Kai Winding with J.J. Johnson with the tune, This Could Be the Start of Something Great. With that, we will have to end with something. Taking us away from this jazz planet is the great guitarist Herb Ellis with the song Naptown Blues off his 1991 album called Roll Call. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the light behind the neons around here, Mr. John Christopher.
It's all good.
It's all good. Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. It's all good.
Attaboy.
One more cup. Okay.
Neon Jazz.